Hey guys, I'm your host Angel.
Hey guys, I'm your host Paige, and this is the Dare Little Me podcast.
Where we talk to you all about Demi Lovato. Welcome to our second episode of 2024. We missed you guys last week, you know.
Yeah, just a reminder, we're doing bi-weekly uploads, and if that ends up ever changing, we go back to weekly, we will let you guys know. But right now, this seems to be working for us. Although last week, I was like kind of missing it.
Yeah, no, me too. That's why I said it. I was like, oh man, like we could have filmed last week, but
I know, but then it's like also Demi hasn't really been too active lately. Like we've gotten selfies here and there. And then also, besides Demi being in the studio, which we're going to touch on quickly before we get into the main topic of today's conversation. But yeah, Demi's in the studio and Demi fans have a lot to say about it.
Demi's in the studio for I think I got this wrong the last time I said it, but now it's officially D10.
I
Demi's
know.
10th studio album. Like, that is insane to me. A whole 10 albums.
I saw people saying D9, so are some fans not considering Revamped a
Maybe.
part of it? Like, would
Well,
you?
I guess that would make sense because Revamped is like just remaking old songs, but it was released as another album, so that's why I'm saying it's D10.
Yeah. What do you consider it? Part of the lineup, or is it just like an extra? Like, I
I think
consider
this
it.
album will be D10. I feel like Demi's got to bring it for the 10th album. Like that,
I
I don't
know.
think any other, none of the other like OG girlies back in the day are at 10 albums, I think. I think
Really?
Demi.
Yeah, I don't really keep up, so but it sounds right because I mean that's a lot for a sh like the amount of time that Demi's been making music. So many fans are thinking that Demi's returning to pop and R&B because of the producers that they're working with currently, and I want to know your thoughts on it because I know you prefer like R&B Demi.
I do. I
Like
think I honestly think it's weird that people are speculating. I put it in like the Facebook group, but I think it's weird that people are speculating that Demi's going back to pop just because of the people they're working with. This producer may be known for pop music, doesn't mean that they're incapable of producing or helping produce rock. So I don't know. I feel like Lovatics have a tendency to just take things and run with it way too far before knowing all the facts.
I think for sure too, when nothing's going on too, we're all grasping at straws. And
Yeah.
I think another reason people were coming up with that theory was because Demi's been posting songs that they've been listening to, and supposedly it's like more R&B. I didn't look up any of the songs, so I don't know
Yeah.
personally. But that's what people are leaning towards.
Demi has not said anything in regards to the new music other than just posting pictures in the studio. Like, I mean, it could literally be anything.
My view on it is, and I think I said it in the last episode, that Demi released a whole album of their hits revamped so they can perform it with their current sound. I just feel like it would be counterproductive for them to do that and then just go back to, like, I can't imagine going back to the pop versions. Not saying that they will, but I just feel like if they weren't planning to stay in that genre, then I feel like they wouldn't have done that. But then again, Demi's always changing their sound. They've tried so many different things. We've literally heard Demi in almost every genre, I feel like. I think it's going to be more pop rock, like more poppy, something that's more radio friendly, but still has like the rock elements. I would be happy with anything because I like Demi is so versatile. They can do so much with their voice. And I know that people have opinions on what suits their voice more. I'm just happy with anything, honestly.
The core of the album, I feel like, will always be rock because Demi's expressed how much they just love and embody rock music.
But we did ask you guys on Instagram and on our Facebook group. By the way, just to shout out our Facebook group, it's called the Lovatic Club. It's just a group on Facebook where we just talk about Demi, and it's really fun over there. So I'm going to link it down below if you want to join.
We posted a poll, not a poll, like a ask box on our Instagram. So if you don't follow our Instagram, definitely follow that. So if you want to take part in the episodes and things like that. So a lot of people are saying pop rock, like Paige mentioned. I'm not gonna read every single one because that'll take forever. Let's see. Someone said indie rock, which is interesting. I don't think I've ever even heard of indie rock. Imagine if Dancing with the Devil and Holy Fuck had a baby. I think that's what D10 will sound like, which I think is interesting because like
Yeah,
Dancing
that
with the
would be a
Devil.
completely different, like, sound.
Yeah,
It would be
it's
really crazy.
completely different.
I
Yeah.
can't imagine how that would mash together, but it would be cool.
Unpopular opinion, I think Demi goes where the money is. They saw how much attention came from Revamped and they want to go back. So I think saying like that Revamped didn't get enough attention.
Or maybe it got more attention than, I feel like it got more attention than Holy Fuck in terms of them promoting it with like the videos, and people were really happy because people are just nostalgic. So
someone said, I think Demi will lean more toward rock and maybe add R&B fusion, but I don't think they'll go back to completely R&B or pop. Something like Tell Me You Love Me, but with more rock influences, which I can see that. That's where I came in. Like, Tell Me You Love Me is my favorite album, as you guys know. It's R&B. R&B, I love it. And so I feel like songs like Lonely and Cry Baby, but like with like slow rock, like drums and guitar, I feel like that would be a magical album.
Yeah, and also Tell Me You Love Me, I think that era was definitely one of Demi's most successful. So maybe they're looking back at their career. This is their 10th album. Maybe they're like reflecting on their whole career and they're like, okay, let me see like where my, you know, my peak was and how, what can I do to get back there, but also still be true to myself. A lot of people on the Facebook group are saying they think that Demi's gonna stay with the rock sound. Some people are saying they desperately want it to be R&B. I think majority of fans, Tell Me You Love Me is like in their top three albums. Yeah. So it's definitely a sound that fans like to hear. I don't know if Tell Me You Love Me would be in mine, my top three. I don't even
really?
know.
I think Tell Me You Love Me's always been in mine, like depending
on. Oh, I know. I feel like I associate you with that album so much. Also, it could be because that's when we became friends.
Yeah, that's true. Demi's sound in that album, like, I feel like Demi's voice, like, obviously Demi knows what they can do with their voice. I'm not, whatever. But I feel like Demi's voice is best suited for, like, slow R&B. Like, I don't even know how else to describe it, but like songs like Lonely and Cry Baby, like Demi's voice in those, like just the raw and raspiness and sexy songs, like I feel like it's perfect for Demi.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. I gotta listen to the album again. It's been a while.
You do, yes. Do a whole Tell Me You Love Me listen.
Well, I definitely will be playing all of Demi's music when you're here.
Oh yes.
Next week.
Yes. So excited. Yes. Next Friday.
This comment's so funny. Imagine the mess, but also the masterpiece that would be if the next album had rock/pop and R&B songs on it, like a mix,
like all of them. Yeah,
like what if for the 10th album just did all the sounds, just all
can
of
you
them.
Imagine going from like Bones to Tell Me You Love Me though? That's so wild. Transition to from like a really heavy rock song to then,
well,
happy
that's like the transition from Father to Stars.
The Stars,
that
yeah,
slaps you right in the face. It's the worst. I don't know who did that and thought it was a good idea, but I remember listening to it for the first time. It still to this day, Father makes me cry every time. So I'm like crying, tears in my eyes, and then it's like, and I'm just like, then you're like crying, dancing with tears in your eyes. It's just so funny. Someone said alternative rock, kind of like Jagged Little Pill by Alanis Morissette, or indie rock. So maybe Dancing with the Devil with the Holy Fuck influence. So I would like, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed because that seems like an interesting combination. So
yeah, back to this video whenever the album is released and see if we're right.
Yeah, right. So we wanted to just briefly touch on that, but our main topic, we wanted to talk about not only the story time of the concert, the New Year's Eve concert. We kind of touched on like some bits and pieces in the last episode and teased it a little bit with like Angel not feeling well. And so we wanted to talk about it because then we can revisit these because I always forget. And then also we wanted to give you guys tips on how to get Barricade at your next Demi concert in Kate, because that's a question I get all the time. Like when to line up, like how do you get a good spot? So I figured
the breakdown of you guys, we've had a pretty solid success rate, I'd say. The New Year's Eve was my third time having Barricade.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, not a lot, but I've had my experience.
We've only done four general admission shows, the Holy Fuck Tour, and then the three after. So the ratio is pretty good. Yeah. With our first like real general admission Holy Fuck Tour show, like we weren't prepared. I feel like we didn't know what.
Yeah,
time
no, because it was the first time. Yeah. Before that concert, there was usually seats. I had a different experience of a mix of security guards. There was one that was a little robotic that was cool. We said robotic because she couldn't name Demi's second album. But we had one that was pretty more chill because she liked Demi. And then we had the security guards that were like, this is a business establishment and you guys are over here arts and crafts. Like being really rude for no reason.
We were like in a lobby. So I want everyone to picture this. Like we're in a hotel in a lobby.
Hotel lobby, yeah.
Yes. No one's up there because it's really high up. Like the main floor, like that's where all the activity is. Like this is like away from the only people that are going to be there. It was specifically called like the Chelsea Tower or something. So that's where the concert was being held. So only people over there were people going to the show. And so this man comes out with this.
Mind you, while we're all already in line, already like talking to each other, people have their posters set out and like all of that kind of thing. We weren't being loud. We were just doing what we usually do before Demi concerts.
Yeah, so he was like, this is an establishment. Like, if you guys, you need to be sitting in a seat because there was people like on the floor coloring and whatever, making posters, which we couldn't even bring in, by the way. And he said something about, if you don't, you're going to be kicked out and banned. What was
he,
it?
He said he was going to trespass us. Yeah, so we couldn't.
Yeah, he's going to trespass us.
At that point, all of us were like, oh shit, okay, like we don't want him to not let us go to the show. Mm-hmm. So we all kind of dispersed in the lobby wherever chairs were available. So none of us got out of the lobby. We were just sitting in chairs, which I mean, I guess did something. Yeah. I don't know what.
If you guys have gone to a general admission show, then you're probably familiar, for a Demi one anyway, that like people will put numbers on their hands to keep, you know, your order in line. And so that's what we did. And the hotel was like, we're not honoring the numbers, all this stuff. Like they're just making it harder on themselves because they're going to have a stampede of people running.
Yeah, the number system has worked for us in the past to calm down that stampede because of no one knowing, but having it is easier. So we were trying to help them out and they were just being ridiculous. Like, we're not following numbers. You get in line where you get in line. And that's how we dealt with a bunch of people cutting, because we had people showing up like at 7 p.m. trying to get to the front of the line when we've been waiting there since the beginning. But we'll get into that at barricade tips. Doors didn't open until 8. We weren't allowed to line up till 7. Mm-hmm. So we were all just gathered in the lobby, dispersed randomly until 7 o'clock. So from 11 to 7, it's 8 hours. And then 8 o'clock, they were finally letting us in, checking bags, checking tickets and all that. And then the concert didn't start till 10. So
was
from
it really? I thought it was 9. Would they let us in? 8:30?
8:30 maybe, something like that. I remember,
yeah. Good. Because I don't remember like waiting at like in the theater for that long, but who knows?
I was so adamant
about sure it. Yeah, like I'm sure you don't remember it. Not our longest waiting, but for sure a long time.
Definitely not the longest because we were overnight in Asbury, but
just to be like have these girls while we're waiting in line before they even sent us over to where we line up. We're still in the lobby. Remember those two girls? They were like, we're not fucking following a number system. Like, fuck these people.
I feel like they're the reason that the security guard said that, because they were like, oh, the number system's stupid. Like, whenever you get here, it should be where you get in line. Like, and then after they complained is when the security guard said that, because they were just mad that they got there late. Like, you can't get to the concert right before doors open and those people have been there for 8+ hours and expect them to not get mad at you for trying to cut. Like,
yeah. I know. Never seen such two miserable people in my life.
Since we had to wait for a while, people were like sitting because we weren't going to stand for that long. They were the only ones standing. So everyone was sitting, talking to their friends. And they were just tapping their feet and cross angry. Like, it was ridiculous.
Just miserable people. And that's so like not like the people that you meet at Demi concerts. Yeah. Oh my God. We met some really incredible people that I'm excited.
What like, fish bitch people. I literally love that game.
Oh yes. Oh my God. I forgot we played that. But yeah, it's like, so like, I know that we're going to see them in the future at another Demi concert. And that's like, why I like general admission, because you get to create these friendships. And I mean, so many,
yeah, I would have never met any of these people if it was one of the concerts where you have your assigned seat, you get there 30 minutes before the show starts, sit in your seat, and that's it. So like, even though GA has been fucking hell for us, It's like a blessing and a curse type thing, because we've met so many amazing people and there's been so many like great experiences and memories through GA that we wouldn't have had.
Yeah. If you're just showing up like right before the doors open and you go to your seat. So yeah, we have like, okay, Angel, you share your story because I want to know if you remember how you were feeling in this moment.
So I think it was like not even too long before the show was going to start. It was like 30 minutes that we had left. Like I was tired the whole time that we were in line and that we got into the show and we were standing. I remember like my feet just fucking killing me. And part of it was because I was wearing heeled boots like an idiot. I should have just wore sneakers.
I'm pretty sure you're the one in the group chat was like, everyone packed like comfortable shoes.
I forgot it was.
Thing.
Yeah. I meant to bring them and then change it into the boots, but that didn't happen. So yeah, I was wearing boots the whole time. And so when we were standing like at the barricade, I was like leaning over it because I felt like I was gonna fall over. And the whole time, like in the line, I had to like lean on Paige, lean on Lauren, because I just felt really like dizzy.
Well, you were also like getting sick too.
Yeah, that did not help either.
Yeah.
And then I remember, like I said, it wasn't that long before Demi actually came out, because I remember Lauren kept looking at me and being like, not much longer, not much longer.
Oh, really? I don't even
Yeah,
remember
because
that.
I was literally like zoned out, and then, you know, people next to me were being loud and not helping. And then I just started like, I felt my hands get really tingly, like they felt like that static you see on the TV screen for VHS or whatever. My hands started feeling staticky. My like fucking eyes started crossing. It was so scary. This was my first time ever like passing out or whatever you classify it as. And then I just remember like everything going black, and like I kind of like limped for a little bit.
You want to know from my point of view?
Sure.
So, I think I was talking to Steph because I wasn't next to Angel. There was Lauren was in between us, so I was like talking to Steph, and then Lauren's like tapping on the shoulder. I think the person next to you was trying to get my attention as well, and I said, "Not today. This is not happening. We didn't drive across the country. Like she's going to
Yeah.
make it to this concert." So I'm like, "We need to get her water." So we're like flagging down security. They bring over the like a mini water bottle, which seemed to have helped. But I just saw Angel like shaking, and I was like, "We need to put her hair up. Like she's overheating." You could tell like she was just hot. Her face was red. So I like the sloppiest whatever I did with your hair. I like threw it
I
up
didn't realize
so
it was
fast.
you. I thought it was
It was
Lauren.
me. Yeah, I was like, we need to put her hair up. And so once that happened, she would kind of took it easy. And luckily, there was some time in between when that was happening to when the show was starting. So I think she was hot, hungry, not feeling well. It was like a combination of just everything. Your feet hurting. Like it
Yeah, and then
was
everyone was also
bad.
pushing because we were so close together. So just the constant like movement of everyone was not helping me already feeling sick. But yeah, like it was like from a moment that like I went dizzy and then I went black. Like it was scary. But I definitely think it was more so the heat, because as soon as like my hair went up, I like immediately felt a relief because I was dying. But then like for the I didn't record any of the concert, and I do regret it because I look back and I'm like, I don't have any of my own pictures or videos. I was just taking like whatever they took. But it was a different experience, like looking at the concert through just my eyes and not a phone screen, you know?
Well, then you had your little moment with Demi again. Did you do
Yeah,
that
I
with
did.
you?
Yeah, I
It's
did do it again. I was about to
every time.
make it our thing. But literally, I remember for the first like three songs at least, I was just kind of like swaying with my water bottle. I was like, yeah. And then Swine is the song that woke me up. As soon as Debbie said,
Resurrected.
interruptive rights, I was like, okay. It and then that's why I'm like, God, man, I want to fuck whoever the fuck. Yeah, that song did it for me. So next time I'm about to pass out, just play Swine, Debbie.
Because after it's after that, you seem to be good for the rest of the show. But it was definitely a scary moment because I didn't know if she was going to hit the floor. I wouldn't have expected the person next to her to have like grabbed her.
No.
So I was like, oh my God, and I'm just like the type that's like MacGyver. I'm like, I gotta like find things to like make. I'm like water, hair up. Like, what do we do? Like fanner, like that
My
type
whole
of
body
thing.
was literally vibrating. Like it was, oh, such a weird experience. I don't know if you've ever felt it before, but if you've never passed out at a concert in general, weird experience. And do everything you can to prevent it. Stay hydrated. Stay
Bend the
whatever it's
knees.
called when you're
I wonder if you weren't
yourself.
bending your knee. Were you bending your knees?
Well, I didn't pass out because my knees were locked.
Oh, well, that could be why you were passing out. The blood flow to your brain was like not.
I was doing the thing where like I went all the way down to the ground and like
Oh.
came back up. So I don't know if it was helping or if it was making it worse, because I got really dizzy afterwards. But either way.
Well, it was good. She made it through and she was fine, which was a relief. So there's always drama at every Demi concert we go to. Besides, like we always seem to run into people that are like two girls that are not nice. Like
It's always
it's
the two
always
girls.
two friends that I think are just not a part of like the fandom, like online, that online community. Because I feel like they understand and they want to act like that. Like I think these people are just from like the general public or maybe just not as big of a fans as we are. But so this didn't happen with us, but our friend Steph, she had, at the end of the show, they threw the drumstick from Demi's drummer, and Steph caught it, and then another guy caught it, and they were like fighting over it, and Steph was like, snap it in half, like, let's snap it in half. He's like, no, this is for my wife. And then Steph's husband comes over and was like, this is my wife. And like, yeah. Steph had gotten it first, like it was in her hand, and then he,
I literally watched it happen, like she grabbed it first and the guy grabbed it like a split second afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And so, then I literally saw it made contact with Steph first.
The guy's wife came over and was like, just let her have it, which I have to say props to her, because I mean, he was like being overdramatic, like literally, like what kind of, like,
what kind of man is that? I don't understand the fight between two women, but like for a man to be fighting with a woman over a drumstick, no.
Yeah, so that, and Steph ended up getting the drumstick, so congratulations, Steph, you deserved it.
As she should.
Yeah, she was like holding on, she's like, I'm not letting go, like that was great. So that was I don't know, I don't think it was really fun for her, but it was like, I'm like, oh my god, and like I was just sitting next to her. I didn't even know, because I was like trying to catch it, you know, like, and then I turn around and I'm like, oh my god, Steph got it, and then this man is like holding on to it, like, oh,
for dear life, like he was like gripping that
like I'm not letting this go. This is for my wife, who clearly didn't really want it that bad.
Yeah, I didn't even attempt to catch it, because I saw it go that way and I was like, nope, that ain't for me.
Yeah. And then at the end of the show, Dallas was there, and so was Diana during like the waiting process. But I ended up going up to Dallas. I don't remember why you were just like, oh no, it's okay. Like,
I was so tired. I didn't want to talk to anyone.
Yeah.
Like, I literally just wanted to go back to the Airbnb.
Yeah. So I was able to meet Dallas. She was really, really sweet. And I guess I'll insert the picture here if I remember.
Yeah, she called you beautiful or whatever she said. She just.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. I went up and I was like, is it okay if we take a picture? And she's like, yeah, of course. And so we took a selfie, and then she like stopped and like looked at me, like, and I was like kind of like, and she goes, you are so gorgeous. She goes, you know, when you take a selfie, you kind of just look at yourself. She's like, I was looking at you the whole time. I was like, are you like, look at you, look at you. And she was like, oh, thank you. And so, yeah, she was really sweet.
Also, so, random fun fact about Dallas before we cut off this one and start a new one. Mm-hmm. I am rewatching Dance Moms, and I didn't know Dallas was on Dance Moms.
Oh, yes. I think I've heard that, but I haven't seen
it. Yeah, so I just watched the episode where the girls are in LA, and Dallas actually conducts like an acting class for them. And
oh, really?
Dallas said that she was Demi's manager when they were kids, and Dallas helped Demi get the part on Saved by the Bell. So, little Demi facts for y'all.
All right, so now that we gave you guys our concert experience, we're going to give you tips on how to get a barricade for your next Demi concert, whether that be, you know, this year, maybe, possibly, hopefully, or next year, whenever Demi announces it. So
watch, we're going to film this whole thing, and Demi's never going to do GA again. Just go back to the seating, but no, yeah. I'm sure we will get GA at some point. But yeah, I'm excited to give you guys some tips. Although, yeah, we're not pros, but I feel like we've learned a lot over the past.
Yeah, we've compiled this list based on what's worked for us over the last few times that we've done it, and we'll get like into more detail. But hopefully this plus any knowledge you guys also have will help you get barricaded next time.
Mm-hmm. And leave some tips in the comments if you have any as well. Yeah. All right, what do we got on the list first? The first thing you should do.
Number one. So getting to the venue as early as they'll allow you to line up. So whenever Demi, or I guess this could go for any GA, but we're talking Demi specifically. So whenever you know what the venue is going to be, I would say calling the venue ahead of time and asking specifically when they allow people to line up, because it's different for every venue. Mm-hmm. I know for Asbury, we were allowed to like camp out overnight and stuff because it was outside. But for things that are inside, they'll have different rules, like the hotel said. So call the venue, ask what's the earliest you can line up. And then the day before or whenever you can, like, scope out where the venue is and where you have to specifically be for the concert. Like, for us, it was within a hotel, so we had to, like, go through and find it And I'm really glad we did that because it made the day less stressful.
But I'm like, that's always my main concern is like what it's going to look like what are our surroundings going to be? Like, how are we going to camp out? That's why in Asbury, that's why we got there a day early. And was it a day early or 2 days? I think it was just a day. And we ended up like, you know, just seeing, we walked to the venue. It was in walking distance of our hotel, which I always recommend. Like if you're staying in the area, make sure it's by there. And we ended up going and checking it out. And we saw that there were two Demi fans waiting already. So then we started to line up already. So, and that like helps. So you can get an idea of people are already lining up. And, but also what we did since we went to the Chelsea at the Cosmo, like that was in a hotel. So we ended up calling the hotel like a couple months beforehand, just to see what they would, if they would let us camp out, which they were like, no, we're going to turn you away. So we still ended up going the day before and went and scoped out found out where it was, because you just like never know, especially in a hotel. And talked to the security and got like, thank God we went too, because they were like, we're not going to let you in with a camera, which I always bring my digital camera to record and take pictures. I've never had an issue with it before, but they're like, we don't allow it. So thank God I did, because otherwise, like when I was going in there, like, what if they're like, you can't take this in? What do I do? Throw it out? No.
Yeah, that would have been horrible.
I wouldn't be able to run it back to the car. Like, that would have been. So I'm glad that we did that. So that helped a lot. Number two
to getting barricade, coordinate with other Lobotics using the number system. So this is what we were talking about earlier with the putting the numbers on your hands. Actually, the Asbury concert is the first time I think we did that, but it worked out so well for Asbury because everyone was like following it up until like, you know, the end when there was some fights. Mm-hmm. But like in the beginning, like the first 20, 30 people that get there, if you have the number on your hand, it'll then like save you from the stress of like if you have to get up for a second and come back, like at least you have that proof, like I was here at this number in line. And then when it comes to, you know, going to the actual stage, you know the first at least 20 people are going to guarantee to get front. So mm-hmm.
I would say the first like 50-60 people could get like front, because for sure, because because like our friends that we met, like Reagan and stuff, they had like, I don't remember what they were, maybe in the 30s. I don't remember what their number were, but they had like front row and stuff too. So like,
it's
bigger than you would think, because like when we were like number like 14, 15, something. And in my head, like, oh my God, like we're not, it's like, what do I think she's performing at? Like
the stage is like this big.
And you just don't realize how big it is. So I think and then also, because we've been second row too before, like the Holy Fuck tour. I mean, it's nice to have that barricade to lean up against, but you're still like right there. Yeah. And it's not like everyone, when they're like freaking out and they're like, we're going to cut you, you bitches, stuff like that. It's like you, all those people in the Asbury, like those two girls in the Asbury that made that big deal, like literally threatening our friends. We have a story on that. We can link that. They, that front row, and they were like making a big deal out of it for no reason. It's like the two people that were in front of you are about this tall.
Yeah.
And you're like here. So what is the difference?
You basically have front row. Like you just.
Yes, yeah. And they were on a completely different
especially
side.
Especially whoever was behind Amanda. Like you.
I know. It's like she wasn't even there. She's about as tall as the barricade. So, it, you know, so it's not, just don't stress about it too much if there's like 50 people. I mean, you're going to get a good spot regardless, I feel like.
I think the numbers really do help give us like peace of mind, because I know like in Asbury we were all freaking out, especially because it was like outside and mm-hmm. everyone was like leaving to go on the boardwalk and leaving to go get food, things like that. So that number system really helped us in that sense. And there's another tip like that kind of relates to this, but it helped like if you weren't with anyone, like God forbid, and you need to go up and go to the bathroom, at least you have that as like proof, like I was here in line, so let me back into my spot, instead of them being like, you could.
Yes, because that also, like you said, brings us to number three, if you want to read that one.
Yeah, so the third tip is, like, always have a buddy with you or make friends with people, like, next to you in line, just so they can, like, vouch for you if you do have to leave to go to the bathroom and get food, so that they know, like, okay, this person was here, they're not trying to, you know, or if you're with friends, then obviously they can stay while you go or vice versa.
Yeah, and because when we were at the Chelsea for New Year's Eve, they were like, if you have to leave the line, make sure you have a friend with you because you, or you won't be able to get back in line.
Yeah, they said it, that they wouldn't have a guaranteed spot back in.
And it makes me think about, remember that girl that like her number was like 20 something and we were, and she like cut in front of us and she was just sitting there and then she went away for a little more like, okay, like let's move up because she wasn't
allowed. But then she came right back in.
And she like, and then she came up behind us and then she squeezed her way back in. I'm just like, it's just, I think you also have to just keep in mind, like you should be respectful of like who was there before you. And obviously with the number system, we could literally tell like you were supposed to be like,
exactly,
15 people behind us.
I don't know why she participated in the number system and then wanted to sit at spot number 7 when she was 20. Like,
yeah, that's why I was like, I'm not one to be like, excuse me, like you need to go back. I just am not, you know. Yeah. But it was kind of like, it was in the back of my head. I was like, this is kind of messy because I wouldn't do that.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's like the people that were like, we're not doing the number system. That's one thing, but for you to literally have a number on your hand and still not follow it, like, what's the point?
Yeah, exactly. Just for fun.
Yeah,
I just wanted to join in on the fun. So yeah, always, and it's so easy to make friends. We had a couple people come up to us in like our group and was like, I'm just wanting to make some friends. We talked and like it was so much fun. And we
definitely
was,
put yourself out there. Like I think that was the most like times. I mean, in Asbury we made friends too. But like in being in the hotel, we had at least 3 people like that just came up to us and said, hey, I'm just trying to make friends and like be more social. Like, break out of your comfort zone, you know, kick those fears in the ass, because majority, 90% of Demi fans will be more than happy to talk to you about your favorite Demi album or things like that. Like, as long as you're there for the same reason and have in common the person you love, it's pretty easy to make friends.
It's so easy to talk to people about something you have in common. Yeah. Like, you don't need to think about, oh, what can we talk about? Like, you could just talk about Demi.
Just Demi. There's so much about Demi you can talk about.
Yeah, so that was, yeah, it's really easy to make friends. Because that's a question I get, too, is, like, should I go, like, I don't have anybody to go with, and like, is it easy to make friends? Or people just say like they don't have anyone to attend the show with, and I'm like, well, you should still go because it's so easy to make friends. And so anyway, what are we on, number 4?
next tip, bring entertainment, snacks, and drinks to prepare for the long wait. So like I said before, we got there at 11. The concert did not start until 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. So that's over, that's almost 12 hours of waiting, like half of a day of just waiting. So obviously you're gonna be bored. Bring entertainment. Like, we had people that brought card games. We played Go Fish Bitch. There were people that brought like other games. There are people that were like, you know, drawing on posters, decorating. We couldn't bring posters in, but it keeps you busy, like things to do, arts and crafts. Bring water, stay hydrated. That's very important, especially to not pass out. Food, because if you're waiting for all that time, you're gonna miss like, you know, lunch, dinner. So you need to keep your body fueled if you're going to get through the concert.
Yeah.
So all of that is very important to keep yourself, you know, able to go to the concert after all that
waiting. Yeah, for sure. So be prepared. Definitely water, definitely snacks. And like also the people that we met there too, they were like walking around with snacks. Like, oh, did you want any? Like, people are willing to share as well. Good one. Number 5.
The last tip that we put, make your face known to the security guards, even if that's just like saying hi to them and like talking with them for a little bit. I put that down specifically because at the New Year's Eve concert, I know that there was a group in front of us that like she was like able to tell the security guard specifically, like, these people are with me, so if you like see them in any other area of line, like pull them up so that they're with me. And this is important because security guards overall have the final say of everything that's happening, whether you like it or not. Like, they can be an asshole and be like, no, get to the back of the line because you left. But if you're someone like that, that talked to the security guard, made yourself known and was really nice and was like, hey, these people are with me, I just want to make sure we all stay together, then it can make or break your experience.
And you just, and I feel like you'll know if it's a nice security guard or not. It's like either they're super nice or they're just like the worst.
We had a combination of all of them. But the one that the one group was talking to, they were a really nice security guard, and they were like talking to us majority of the time we were waiting, so that's how I knew that they would be like supportive in that regard. But literally wherever security is, just if they see you and they see that you've been there for a while and that you were in the front of the line, I feel like they would be able to vouch for you if something were to happen where a bunch of people come in front of you. They could be like, no, I saw them, they were here.
Definitely. So if hopefully those help you guys, I think also one other thing that I thought of when we talked about like calling the place that you're going to and see when they allow you to line up. Something that I've noticed is that people will usually start lining up before sunrise of the day of the concert. So that's something to keep in mind as well.
If not the night before.
If not the night before. I feel like that was a special case for us.
Yeah.
Like it was wild there. That was a lot. That was over 24 hours of camping out.
Yeah.
So, but moving right along to our Dear Little Me segment, the first time getting barricade memories.
Yes.
You want to share yours?
Yeah. So this is exciting. My first time getting barricade actually wasn't at a Demi concert, but for the sake of this, since we're talking about Demi, would
what
be
was your first one?
Cimarelli back in
Oh, okay. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got barricade for them, but that was a different experience. So my first time getting barricade for Demi was the Asbury show. And it was literally just a whole different experience. Like, I mean, with everything that happened, meeting Demi the day before, was it the same day? I literally, all the days there were jumping
together.
Day before, yeah, meeting Demi the day before. And then Demi, like, making eye contact with me and having that moment. And just, like, I don't know, I feel like it's a different, like, connection that you get to have with Demi when you're right there. Like, when Demi interacts with the crowd, she's usually interacting with everyone in the front row.
Yeah. So
it's just a different experience, and it was honestly like I remember it, and I'll always hold the memory close to my heart because it was truly like magical to experience. Mm-hmm.
And that was your memory to
yeah
to have forever. My first barricade, I guess technically would be the Neon Lights tour when we were, I think I was third row or fourth row. And there were seats, and I snuck up to the front for like the last two songs or something. So it wasn't the whole show. And I, but it was like, there wasn't a barricade. It was just the stage. So I was like touching the stage. And so that was, I guess, technically my first time, but realistically it was supposed to be Asbury, but somebody took my spot, which I wish I could go back and be like, yeah. One of the people that was in the friend group, so we're no longer friends with her. Not for this reason or anything, because that would be kind of ridiculous because I still did have a good spot, but we were waiting longer than her, so I really should have been first. Would have been that, but the real one was New Year's Eve.
I feel like that's a great concert to have a first barricade for.
It was a lot of fun, and it was great to have that to lean up against.
Oh yeah, literally like rely on the barricade now. I'm like,
yeah, it was.
After all that waiting, like you need something to lean on.
Yes, it was so much fun. It was. I don't know. It's also like once you have front row, that's all you want. So yeah. It motivates you to continue to like get there early and camp out for these crazy amount of hours and put yourself
in like all this. Yeah, that's why every time we say never again, it's like, but like, are we really going to settle for third, fourth row when we've had first, like all this time?
I just filmed a TikTok and it's like, that's the premise of it is like, when you say you're never going to do barricade again, but like, I can't remember already what it was, but yeah, it's like, we always say we're never doing this again. Like the Philly show, never again. We're like, this is it.
I literally was like, quote me, never again. And I just drive across the country to do it again.
Which was even the craziest thing we've done. So
I don't think I'll ever drive across the country for Demi again.
Have you guys ever had front row or barricade? Let us know. And I want to know like how about your favorite concert experience? Doesn't have to be Demi Lovato. I would love to hear that and read your guys' comments. So highs and lows for the week.
So my low for the week is that I'm still sick. I feel like I have not recovered.
Really?
Yeah, I just like it's like every day I have a new symptom. It's like one day I have a fever, one day I have aches, one day is my nose being clogged, one day it's a cough. Yeah. So I feel like I just have like a circulation of symptoms just going. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I haven't fully been healthy since New Year's. So that kind of sucks, just dealing with that. But my high is that my insurance is finally active as of this week, which means that your girl can get back into therapy.
Nice.
Literally, I've been waiting so long. For all y'all that don't know and haven't been following along, I lost my insurance whenever I moved from Florida to Maryland and then Maryland and Jersey. So it's been the longest lapse I've ever had without, you know, having that kind of support. So it is very exciting for me. I'm very excited to get back into it.
That's awesome. I hate insurances. I used to work with insurances, so
It's such a mess.
Yeah. My low is I don't know. I had to like, I don't know, my anxiety's just been really bad. I don't know if it's just the time of year. It's just I hate January.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking maybe it's that, and like the weather, it's been so crazy. It's been so cold, and just today it's dark and rainy. It's just not a fun time for me. And I'm just heavily influenced by the weather, my mood. But my high is that next week is my 10-year anniversary of Roboticwear, and I'm so excited to have Angel and some of our other mutual friends over, and we're going to have like an Eras party. I don't know if we talked about this, maybe we did, where we're dressing up as like Demi Lovato, an era or a like specific outfit. And I just ordered mine yesterday, and I'm like really, really excited. I had ordered it yesterday. Well, yeah, because I had it ordered at a certain time because one of the pieces, I'm like trying it out so I didn't have to pay for it. And you have like a 7-day window. So I had to make sure that it fell in that time frame. So because I'm going to return it because it was kind of pricey. So yeah, I was, and I also have, I have to order the decorations too. So it's going to be like down here over in this area right here. And
if y'all were listening earlier, Tell Me You Love Me is my favorite era. So look out for pictures of me and a Tell Me You Love Me inspired fit. I'm so excited. I'm literally like, you know, how the Taylor Swift fans freaked out over the Eras tour. Roboticwear Eras tour.
I wish I had like thought about it. When did I have the idea? Was it this month maybe? Like a month ago or maybe at the end of December? If I had like more time, I would have planned. I would have been... Because some of our other like mutual friends were like, oh, I would go, like Sheree.
Yeah, a lot of people in my life said that they would have been interested if we
went. Yeah. And so I was like, well, I can't obviously fit everybody down here. If I had known, I would have like rented a place and like done something, because that would be like
20 years of Roboticwear. We're gonna
go. Oh god, can you imagine? Well, you never know. I really didn't think I'd make it 10 years, so could be. No, that's so crazy. I don't think so. I don't think that would be
making Demi merch in 2034. Can you imagine?
2034, ew.
Come back to this video in 2034, guys.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Wow. But that's really exciting because we're going to be together and we're going to film in our outfits, probably.
We're going to have our in-person filming. Like, I miss so much. We haven't filmed in person since the Holy Fuck Tour.
Was it really? No, May. It was May. It was when
because we were together for, what was that?
Just randomly you came to film, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe. But before that, it was the Holy Fuck Tour.
Yeah, but still, May is almost a year ago.
Yeah.
So, too long. But we've seen each other, obviously, we just haven't filmed. Just
not filmed in person.
Yeah, so we're going to definitely do that. And just your reminder to check us out on Spotify, by the way, because it helps us out a lot. And subscribe to this channel. We're trying to reach 1,000, which I think we have been for a while, but we haven't been the most consistent. Then what else, Angel? What else do we say for our outro?
Just follow us over on Spotify. Give us a like over there also. That helps us. Subscribe here, like the video, comment, interact with us because we like interacting with y'all. Mm-hmm. Just look out for your bi-weekly dose of Demi.
Yeah, we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Bye.
I'm sorry that it took so long, but baby, you're free.